Neshama Lechem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus l'li nishmas of Yaakov Moshe ben Rav Zvulun of Chalap. It's his yortzeit today. He was a prized Talmud of Rav Kook. Rav Kook's last words were Yaakov Moshe before he was nifter. And it's a very special day, Zayin Kislev. And we've been learning through the Shal Shittas Drushes of the Rav. This is from Tafrei Sadi Aleph. And we'll see what he says. Mir Tashem b'siyata d'shmaya v'yetz Yaakov b'er-sheva el-charana. Yaakov goes out of Be'er-sheva, he goes to Charan. Dreams, ladder, mutzav arza, rosh megia shemayma. Angels going up and down the ladder. The Chambam Mor Nevuchim discusses in a number of places this revelation to Yaakov. In the second book of the Moira, in the 45th Perek, he talks about the 11 Madregas of Nevuah, and the dream of Yaakov, he classifies in the 7th Madrega, that you see in your dream, you see the Nevuah in your dream as if God is speaking to you. And he emphasizes that when Yaakov Avinu woke up from his dream, he didn't say it was a dream. He said, Achen yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, and kel shekhinah ra'elai b'luz b'eretz Kanaan. Now you see, Paskin, this is a Nevuah, it isn't Stam. It isn't by imagination. In the Psicha to the Mar Nevuchim, the Chambam discusses the parables of Nevuah, Mishle HaNevuah. Sheish Beinem Shekol Mil Moshel Yesh Beinim. Sometimes every word of the Moshel has important significance. And the example is a Sulam Mutzav Arza. Sulam teaches you one thing, Mutzav Arza teaches you something else, Rosh HaMagia Shemaim teaches you something else, Malachi Elokim Ya'olim B'yardimbo, something else. Another time the Rambam speaks about this is in the first book of Moira, in the 15th Perek, where he discusses the various parts of the dream. Who are the Malachim? What's the Inyan of Aliyah and Yerida? Now, the Pasuk itself talks about Nevuah in a dream and says that it's in a lower level. Because it says, B'chalam adaber bo. The regular Navi gets it in a dream, not Moshe. His level is higher. You see that a dream is a lower level of Nevuah. So why doesn't Yaakov Zeicher the Bechir Sheba Avis, why does he start off his first there Gilui was in a dream? Why doesn't he get a regular Gilui Nevuah like a prophetic revelation like Avram and Yitzchak? At the end of the Yisgalos, it says, Vina Hashem Nitzaval, of God is standing over him. The Rambam says, Namaira, Masmid, Kayim Nishar, Mizen Yenetzel Moshe, Vinitzav Tel Atzur. So this is going to be something constant. So we learn a b'raisa in the Seches Vachem in 88a, Klei Kodesh Shenikvu Ein Mesichem Oysam, Ein Mesichem L'Sochen Eivar. And if you have Klei Kodesh that were punctured, you don't melt them around the hole, and this way the hole will be filled in, and you don't pour in lead. Why not, Rashi says? Because it looks like poverty. And it's not Derech Eretz to have poverty in the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas Yaakov takes the stone at his head and he makes it into a matzeva. That's an expression of poverty. This stone that was used for him in his sleep, now he's using it for God as a matzeva, as a place for sacrifices. How can that be? Zanius. It's not an aristocratic way of doing things. Pasuk Aretz Asher Tereshocheh B'le'achad Nena. Pasuk says, the land that you're lying upon, I'm giving it to you, Chazal Darshan. Like Arba Amos, everybody has their Arba Amos in this world. I'm going to give you this land like the Arba Amos that are your Makom. In other words, this is a tzimtzum. This is a concentration of small place. On the other hand, he was promised Ufrat Siyam Kevin Son of a Negba. You're going to spread out north, south, east, and west. Unlimited expansion. So is it contraction or expansion? A person is called an Olam Kadmon in Avos Rebbe Nosson. Perek Lamed Aleph. And the big world, with all of its composite parts, is mashpia on the spirit of man and on the deeds of man, the Olam HaKatan. Like the Rav writes in Eres HaKodesh in the second volume, page 361, called Shof Melech Kol HaVayasecha. Everything flows upon you from the Olam HaGadol to the Olam HaKatan. The philosophers try to understand the nature of the quality of man, that he can be mashpia on the world. Because not only is the world mashpia on man, man is mashpia on the world. How is that possible? We know that it's mikoach haTorah. The Torah is the makor haShefa. And the Torah is mashpia on man, and then man, mikoach haTorah, is mashpia, impacts the world. So we have to understand how a person's mashpia on others, how he influences others. There's this reciprocal relationship between a giver and a taker. The giver is mashpia on the taker, on the receiver. And the receiver is mushpa, receives from the giver. When you get hana, you're getting a hashpa, he's impacting you. You nana from the person, and thereby he's impacting you. It's not only in Gashmi, it's even in Ruchnius. There's also a Mashpi and a Mushpa, a Noisin and a Makabal. And not only when the Nesim is Mizbasas Bepoal, not only when it's practically there's a practical transaction, a concrete transaction, but the very thought of his Dakus Lizulas, of needing someone else, already creates this hashpa, this tlut, this dependency on the giver. It's the very fact that Makabel thinks to receive already makes him dependent. When a person needs the world, he creates this relationship of dependency. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely independent. He doesn't need anything from anybody, not from the world, not from anybody. The dependency of man on receiving from the world, being one of the cogs in the world, being one of the elements in the world, prevents him from being mashpi on the world. If a person distances himself from Olam Hazeh and from being dependent on the services of this world, so he makes himself independent. And in this way, man can be mashpi on the big world. That's what the Rav writes in Aras HaKodesh in the third volume, Musar HaKodesh, on page 154. Hanashem El Yonah Be'atzma Motzeti Et Chosna Ve'uza Pnima. אינה צריכה לשום דבר חוץ לה. היא מאושרת, וכל העולם כולו ניזון בשביל חנינה בני. The divine soul, this very, very high soul, this elevated soul, very rare to find such a person, but there are such people, like the Rav himself, finds its internal power. He doesn't need anything outside of him. It all comes from the inside. That's the highest level a person can be on in this world. It all comes to the inside. You don't need people's compliments. You don't care about people's criticisms. It's all from the inside. It's all from your opinions. Such a person is very, very happy. And the whole world is nizon for him, like Chanina. Like it says in Chassidus, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. B'shvil Chanina b'ni, he makes this path. He barely eats anything in the whole world. He doesn't need the world. The world needs him. So this has to be complete independence. The more you need, the less you can give. So this is talking about Dvarim Shebekdusha. You have to be a complete giver. Now, when you talk about a carbon is a gift to Shemayim, but even an Ola, which is completely given over to Shemayim, is taken from the Metzius of the world. That means that before you become a giver, you have to be a taker. So Yaakov Avinu was running away from Esav. Wants to kill him. Mankind descended from its level in the time of Cain and Hevel. Brother kills his brother. And therefore Yaakov sees his purpose in elevating and fixing the world, fixing society. And the beginning of this tikkun is to completely liberate him in an extreme way from being dependent on the world. Even the stone that was at his head, he gives it L'shem Shamayim. On his way to Haran, he's robbed famously in Chazal by Eliphaz, and he's left with nothing. See Torah Shleim and Bereshis. Chavches Oseos Chavtes Lama Gimel Tzadi Zayin. He stops being a Makabel Me'olam, and therefore, to be shown that on the world, even the little thing that he took from the world, he said, I don't even want that, I don't even want this stone. So he stops being a taker, he's completely giving. Somebody who has beneath him only Arba Amos, it's all he has. It says that Ace, that Eliphaz even took his clothing. That's what it says. Aretz asher ata shochev alah. He was directly on the ground, as the Torah Shlema brings in Otz Tzadi Zayin. In the Sefer Bali Brit Zavrom, Rav Avrom Azulai in Parshat Vayetze, it says that he was by the Nar, by the bank of the river, took off his clothing, and Eliphaz took it all. And Yaakov Avinu remained naked in the water. He was crying out to Hashem. That's a terrible feeling. Somebody steals your clothing. So Yaakov Avinu was left with nothing in this world. And what's he zochet to? Paratz to b'li mitzarim. The less you need of this world, the more you can give to the world. It's really a beautiful idea. In our interactions with other people, the more you're looking to get, the less you can give. You don't want to get anything, you could just be completely giving. But most of us have a little voice in our head making sure that we're not going to be taken advantage of. We don't just want to give and give. We have to, what are we going to get in return? It's all transactional. We just try to elevate ourselves above the transactional, just give to give without needing. Of course, in some level, we're always going to need, but minimize it as much as possible. That's Yaakov Avinu. What did he ask from Hashem? Just lechem lechol, a bag of vubos, vayeh Hashem did alokim. All he needed, the extreme basics, some bread, something to wear. And God's going to be my God. Like we said, even if you receive in ruchnis, that's also called receiving. And that creates a dependency and prevents one from being independent. We see from this that even a Navi has a Bechina of Makabel, he's Makabel the Nevuah. Rambam talks about this in the 7th parak of Yisodei HaTorah. Those who want to be Nevi'im, what they do in order to be Zochet to Nevuah. And therefore the Navi can't be Mashpi on the world because he's a Makabel. Yaakov Avinu learned from his father the Madrega of Nesirus Nefesh. He was blind, he was old, he didn't need the world, he was detached from the world. He went even deeper. He didn't want to become a Navi. He didn't try to get received Nevuah. He didn't prepare himself for this great bounty of Ruach HaKodesh. He wanted to be completely independent, even not totally in Ruchnius. It's totally Maser Nefesh, even that great thing, Ruchnius, thinking Gashmius, Seder. In other words, the way man is, the way we are, is that it's either going to be vacations and cars and houses and good food, and those who, if you can afford it. And the only way you're not going to be interested in that is if you're going to get it instead in Ruchnius. It's going to be one or the other. I don't know anybody who doesn't want either. Everybody I know either wants in Ruchnius or in Gashmius. I want to enjoy one or the other. And Yaakov Avinu didn't want either. And I don't want to be a Mekabel in anything. I just want to be completely giving, not receive anything. I didn't want to receive Nevuah. So in order to fulfill his will, they didn't bother him in a Shemayim in his spiritual development. And they didn't give him Nevuah. And therefore the Gila was only B'chalom, which is at one of the lower levels of Nevuah. But afterwards, after his Kabbalah and Ruchnius was contracted as much as possible, he was zochet to the highest level, to the zenith, to the apex. V'hinei Hashem nitzav olav. Hashem was standing above him, like the Rambam says, b'kfius, a permanent way. And then he was zochet to the avtocha v'shmartich v'chol sher telech. I'm going to guard you wherever you go. Even if a person is independent from the world, even if he tries to be doimeloi, not to be a makabel at all in Ruchnias, but he still has to be connected to the Olam Elyon, to the source of all giving, to the absolute, complete giver, to God, to Hashem. Hashem is the mokar of his chiyus. So this exclusive point of dependency to Hashem is what enables one to be a mashpi on the world. And that is alluded to in that promise of Vishmartich B'chol Shetelech, Hashem is going to guard him. And he's going to be able to be a giver and not have to be a taker. So he asked, why was the Nevuah, the Gilui of Yaakov in Nevuah, why was it in a dream? And not when he was awake, by Avram Yitzchak, why this lower level? The Rambam says the lower level. The answer is because Yaakov wanted to be as less of a makabel as possible. He just wanted to be a complete nosing. And therefore, he didn't prepare himself for the Nevuah. And therefore, in order to fulfill his will, he got to see the lower level of Nevuah. Because of that, because he didn't want to be a makabel, he ended up being the greatest. Greatest nothing. He ended up receiving so much. He ended up being able to give, obviously, but also to receive so much. But now, why not give? He got a faratz, the yama v'kevim, it's a fun of a neighbor. You mevatel this world, and then you become the source of shefa for the whole world. That's the theme of this shmuz, discussed by the Sfasemis and Tafra Islamites, all Adam Nikra Katan. We see this by Nemicht of Melio, being a no-saint, not to be a makabel. If you want to be a source of shefa to the world, try to be as much of a no-saint as possible and as less dependent as you can on others. No, Advarim Hayu Me'irim U'Misamchim Baruch Hashem. And thank you so much for listening, and hopefully we will revisit this. Shalom, shalom.